Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, two men have been convicted in relation to the death of Paul McCauley in Derry. We'll have a full report. Minister Joe McHugh says more than €34 million is to be spent on road projects in Donegal in 2019 following confirmation of funding today by Transport Infrastructure Ireland. The government is cracking down on vehicle owners, meanwhile, who allow learners to drive their cars unaccompanied. A number of roads in Letterkenny on which Irish Water have been working go to two-way traffic as of now, and an investigation continues following a suspected arson attack at a house in Falkara. Forensic tests have been taking place today. And later in the bulletin, at around 5:15, Oisin will be here with the sports news. Good evening. Two men have been convicted in relation to the death of Paul McCauley in Derry. He was assaulted at a barbecue on the waterside and died 9 years later of his injuries. 28-year-old Piper John McClements from Derry, previously known as Darrell Proctor, pleaded guilty to Paul's murder. Prior to Paul's death, McClements had been convicted of attempted murder and served 6 years of a 12-year sentence. Today, he was sentenced to serve a further 3 years for murder. 31-year-old Matthew Gillen from Derry pleaded guilty to manslaughter and was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment, half to be served in prison and half on licence. The PSNI is now appealing for information about others who were involved. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Speaking after today's sentencing hearing, Detective Chief Inspector Michael Harvey said on July the 16th, 2006, Paul was with two friends at a barbecue when at around 3 a.m. a group of people came out from the bushes and launched a vicious attack. It's believed six males were involved in the attack on Paul and his two friends. Paul was the most severely injured, suffering a fractured skull and bleeding to his brain. He remained in a coma from the assault and passed away in June 2015. DCI Harvey says Paul was 29 years old when he was the innocent victim of this unprovoked sectarian assault from which he never regained consciousness. He urged anyone who has any information about the other men involved in the attack to examine their consciences and do the right thing by coming forward. He concluded this vicious attack was 12 years ago and Paul's family have had to live with the terrible consequences.
Minister Joe McHugh says more than €34 million is to be spent on road projects in Donegal next year. €2.5 million will be spent progressing the N14, N15 to A5 link and the 10T routes. €1.5 million is being spent on the four-lane carriageway in Letterkenny. Safety works are also being prioritised by Transport Infrastructure Ireland, including more than €2.8 million for four projects, the N14 at Tully Wrap and also the N15 at the Corcum Bends, Capri Junction and McGrory's Bray. Works will also continue on a number of ongoing projects on the N56. There are full details and a list of included projects on our website, highlandradio.com. The government is cracking down on vehicle owners who allow learners drive their cars unaccompanied. A new amendment to the Road Traffic Act comes into effect from midnight tonight. Under the legislation, car owners who knowingly allow unaccompanied learners or unlicensed drivers to drive their cars will themselves face serious penalties. Transport Minister Shane Ross says the legislation will save lives.
Every week my department is accused of crucifying rural Ireland and of willfully making life difficult for young people. The reality is that we are doing neither of these things. This new piece of legislation, it's about preventing collisions and it's about saving lives. What we need to remind ourselves is that learner drivers are just that, people who are learning to drive.
Thousands of people are expected to take to the roads into this evening as the Christmas exodus gets underway in earnest. Gardaí are urging drivers to slow down, ensure their phones are away and their seatbelts are on. More than 13,000 drivers were detected speeding in November. Liz O'Donnell, the chair of the Road Safety Authority, is urging motorists to take it easy in the run-up to Christmas.
I think the principal warning would be to slow down. Everybody needs to slow down. Too many people are speeding. And the minister, as you know, is bringing forward proposals in relation to graduated speeding fines. And that's a good idea. It's a good idea to differentiate between someone who's speeding at 5 kilometres over the speed limit or 30 kilometres over the speed limit.
There were 13 people awaiting admission to Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the latest Trolley Watch report. 4 people on trolleys in the emergency department, a further 9 waiting on wards. University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded in the country today, 45 people waiting there. Nationally, 209 people were awaiting inpatient beds at hospitals across the country. A number of roads in Letterkenny on which Irish Water have been carrying out roads have, as of now, reopened to two-way traffic. Ballyrane Road is now fully reopened to two-way traffic. Three other roads on which works are ongoing will stay open to two-way traffic from now until 8 a.m. on Monday, January 7th. They are New Line Road, Beechwood Avenue and Gortlea Road. Meanwhile, Donegal County Council is stressing the importance of temporary speed limits at roadworks over Christmas. Road Safety Officer Brian O'Donnell says where temporary two-way traffic arrangements are in place, the speed limits must be obeyed.
Some of the works are almost complete, but temporary speed limits will be in place for the duration of the holiday season. And we're asking motorists to basically adhere to the speed limits because they're there for a reason. Obviously, the road surfaces, some of them are complete, but there's cones in place and so on. So just adhere to the speed limits. They're there for a reason. Add a small bit of time onto your journey, but you will get there.
Now, we know that in these cases, people that travel these roads regularly will know well about the delays that the roadworks have been causing. So from that point of view, they'll no doubt welcome the restoration of two-way traffic temporarily in some instances. But that's not, as you say, a license to just think things are just like the way they were before.
No, that's right. The inconvenience that was caused to motorists over the last number of months is very much regrettable, but these works had to be done, unfortunately. But now we're getting nearly to the end game. We've listed the number of projects that still are in place, and we'd just like to remind people it is a holiday season. People are on holiday mode. Take your time, and we'd like to wish everybody at this stage a happy Christmas and a safe Christmas.
And that was Brian O'Donnell, the Road Safety Officer with Donegal County Council and indeed the Donegal Road Safety Working Group. Investigations are continuing into a suspected arson attack at a house in Falcarragh. The bungalow unoccupied at the time has been extensively damaged in a blaze which was detected yesterday afternoon. Gardaí say the results of a forensic examination of the premises today will inform the ongoing direction of the investigation. Gardaí are urging anyone with information to come forward. They believe motorists with dash cam footage in particular could be of major assistance with their inquiries. Earlier today, Inspector Sean Grant made this appeal.
At approximately 2:48 yesterday afternoon, the 20th of December, emergency services were called to the scene of a house fire at an unoccupied bungalow at Derryweald, Falcarragh. There was extensive damage to the front hall area and an attic space and a lot of smoke damage to the house. Thankfully, nobody was in the house at the time and that we're not dealing with the more serious and some of the loss of life or injury, but the indications are of a deliberate arson attack at the premises.
President Michael D. Higgins has underlined the importance of inclusion and social solidarity in his Christmas message. In a video released this evening, he has praised those who work with the marginalised. He sent thanks to Irish peacekeepers abroad as well as emergency services staff who'll be working over the festive period. President Higgins also said Ireland's need to welcome newcomers to our shores.
It is appropriate then that we should respond to the changing pattern of migration into our country in a spirit of openness and hospitality, welcoming and supporting those who wish for a better life or simply for a life free from fear.
The HSE's service plan for 2019 includes an extra 202 hospital beds and home care supports for 53,000 older people across the country. The publication outlines how the health service will spend its allocation of €17 billion next year. A number of projects in Donegal are outlined, €16 billion in total being spent across the country. Among the areas for investment in Donegal will be the radiology unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. It should be fully operational by the third quarter of next year. €1.4 million being made available to upgrade and refurbish Dunloe Community Hospital, €1.7 for similar works in Carndonagh. The work at both hospitals expected to be complete by the end of next year. That'll bring them into compliance with HICWA's standards. The National Service Plan also sees the continued development of the cross-border radiotherapy links with Altmagavan in Derry. And you can see a link to the full report on our website, highlandradio.com. Concerns have been raised over the progress and pace of social housing in Donegal. While 2018 has seen a number of turnkey developments in the county coming to fruition, it's been claimed by a councillor in West Donegal that the crisis in his region is so severe that new bills are necessary as a matter of urgency. Councillor Micheál Cullum-Galasbig says there needs to be a radical change in policy.
I suppose there has been concerns raised in terms of the workers of some, not all, of some of the builders. Are they getting the quality that they deserve, or workers? Are they getting pensions, sick pay, holiday pay? And I believe that employing directly is the way to have it, because we're in one of the biggest crises that the state have seen in a long time. And I believe the figures in relation to the housing need out there is far greater than what what's on paper, because I know a lot of people who, especially single people, who would like to have their own home, who might be living with parents or aunts or uncles or friends, but who don't believe there's any point in putting their name down because the wait is for years and years, and they believe it's just a waste of time.
But in terms of the overall progress for 2018, we have seen the local authority make huge progress in terms of a number of turnkey developments.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be using the word huge. I do recognise that there has been work done under the Fianna Fáil government. They stopped building social housing. Their whole objective was to look towards the private market. Their friends were within the landlords' circles to meet the market, which makes rich people richer. But our job as a councillors, our job as a state, is not to look after the interest of the wealthy, that whole neoliberal capitalist agenda.
And that was Councillor Micheál Cullen-McGlasbaig there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. It's unclear how many Gardaí are needed to police Ireland because of a lack of planning. That's according to a critical new report from the Garda Inspectorate. It says there are often insufficient members on duty at the right times. A report also found the number of community Gardaí has reduced by 50% in some areas. Other areas have no community Gardaí at all. Sinn Féin's Justice spokesperson Donoghue O'Leary says this is a serious report and it's clear that more Gardaí are urgently needed on the beat.
It's been proven that Garda visibility and policing visibility is a far more effective deterrent than many other things such as sentencing or prison and so on. Garda visibility is the best deterrent to crime. So when you see Gardaí on the beat, that does have a real measurable impact.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for 2019 with a massive winter sale at michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Keith Cowan is back on board at Finn Park for the 2019 Premier Division season. Last year's captain has signed on the dotted line for another campaign, bringing to 15 the players who have committed to the Ballybuffet side next year. The Remelton man confirmed he's sticking with the Harps on a social media post. Looking at games being played tomorrow in the Irish League Premiership, Institute are currently sitting in 8th position in the standings. They've got 5 wins under their belt in the Premiership this year. They're at home tomorrow and they're taking on 4th place at Cliftonville. Also tomorrow playing at home are Coleraine. They take on Dungannon Swifts. The leaders, Ballymena United, who head Linfield by 2 points, are at home at 2 Ards. We will have updates on the hour from the Stoot game tomorrow with Eamon McLaughlin. Cross channel, Liverpool can ensure they spend Christmas top off the Premier League table tonight. A win for Jurgen Klopp's side away to Wolves will see the Reds move 4 points clear of second place Manchester City. Kickoff at Molineux is at 8 o'clock. New Manchester United interim manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer said he would love the role on a permanent basis, but insists that has not been discussed. The 45-year-old is contracted to return to his Norwegian club Molde in the summer. Reports claim compensation has been agreed if he remains in charge at Old Trafford, but Solskjaer says he is more focused on the present.
My job now is just for the next 6 months to do as well as I can, move the club forward as well as I can, and then I understand that So many managers that would love to be a manager of Man United. So, of course, I'm one of them, but it's not something that we've talked about.
In athletics, a number of Northwest athletes have been confirmed on the Northern Ireland and Ulster teams for the Northern Ireland International Cross Country next month. Among them is Donegal's Nikita Burke, Teresa Doherty, Jack Hullion, Sarah Kelly, Owen Hughes and Amy Green. The international will be held at the Billy Neal Centre of Excellence in Dundonald on the 19th of January. Also included in the teams and the senior men is Adam Kirk-Smith of Derry Track Club and Declan Reid of City of Derry Spartans. The women's team has 3 members, Nikita Burke, Teresa Doherty, and Breeze Connolly of City of Derry Spartans make up 3 of the 4 on the women. Jack Hullion of Letterkenny and Sean McGinley of Olympian Youth are in the under-17 men, with Amy Green, Cara Lafferty of City of Derry Spartans and Shokra Mullen from Omagh Harriers in the women's. And then we move to the under-20 women's, where Sarah Kelly, if any shown, is named. And in the under-20s, we have Owen Hughes of Letterkenny and Fintan Stewart of City of Derry Spartans. To rugby, the Irish squad for the upcoming Women's Six Nations Championship has been named, and Ballybuffet native Laura Feely is included. Feely, who plays her rugby with Galwegians in Connacht, made her Irish debut in the competition last February. Ireland kick off their tournament against England and Donnybrook on Friday, the 1st of February. To elsewhere in rugby, the Pro 14's Festive Interprovincials kick off tonight with Munster making the trip to Belfast to play Ulster. That one's going to start at King's Pan Stadium at 7:35. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have reports on the hour from the Ulster Premiership Division 2 clash between City of Derry and Omagh. It's a North West Derby fixture. Alec McDonald will be watching that one with a lot of interest. To Gaelic Games, Derry's participation, or preparations rather, for the National Football League started on Thursday night against Tyrone in the McKenna Cup at Celtic Park. The hosts lost to their neighbours by 9 points as the All-Ireland finalists pulled away in the closing 15 minutes. Derry boss Damien McAuleen says it was a difficult night for his side, but there are positives.
That is a challenge for us, but suppose we put the call in the under-20s and someone come in tonight and did well, you know, and all the rest. There's no doubt that we tire, but they're to bring in experienced players off the bench, etc. Our bench would have been a younger bench with lads who hadn't played for the day before, etc. And give us those numbers that we're talking about, you know. So, but look, there's a positive to that too, you know, and we're here to build for the league, etc. It's great to play Tyrone first because you're setting the bar. The bar is, you know, you're playing against a real top quality side, you learn loads quickly rather than learning it at the end of the McKenna Cup whenever you're sort of thinking you had it. Felt there was a good few positives in our game. As we say, we were competitive probably for 40-45 minutes and legs probably kept on the best stage, and then some of the, suppose, the condition that drove that step ahead, you know, a number of years worked on there, you can see it in them, you know.
Derry boss Damien McAuleen. In darts, the third round lineup at the PDC World Championships will be completed tonight. The star attraction this evening is Gerwyn Price, the Grand Slam champion. Hockey-wise, tomorrow, Rafoe are on the road as they take on Portadown. That match has been played in the Ulster Premier League. And finally, just to remind you that episodes 3 and 4 of our Best Of series for 2018 will be aired this coming weekend on Saturday. After 5, we'll be focusing in on Finn Harp's return to the Premier Division of the League of Ireland. The Highland Sports team look at that promotion back to the top flight and what it means now and into the future for club and supporters. Then on Sunday from 5, 3 in a row, the story of Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett's victories in the Donegal International Rally, becoming the first all Donegal crew and just 2 of 5 men to achieve the magic 3 in a row. That's the Best Of series this weekend, episodes 3 and 4, Saturday and Sunday after the 5 o'clock news. That's it, Donal.
Thank you, Washington. New regulations announced today are set to improve seasonal workers' employment rights and earnings. It will allow casual and seasonal workers earn €7,500 a year without having their rights to job seekers' benefits impacted. Manus Boyle from Donegal was part of a delegation which met with Minister Regina Doherty to discuss the issue. They came from Killy Beggs, and he's been outlining what difference these regulations will ultimately make.
Particularly in the area I'd be involved in, the fishing industry, The seasonal and part-time worker has, and the factories has suffered immensely due to no fault of their own. The people want to work, but due to regulations on fish landings and quotas, it means less work for the people on shore. And basically that's why the group got together to try and lobby the minister. It has taken 6 years and a lot of late nights and early mornings travelling to Dublin, but we had a great meeting with Regina Doherty last month and Leinster House with Joe McHugh, and it'd be remiss of me not to thank Pat the Coke Galler too and Thomas Pringle that attended the meeting.
And Irish Water has confirmed an application for a compulsory purchase order has been submitted to progress the Falcarra sewage scheme. The utility says consultations with landowners have been continuing. It's now hoped construction will get underway next year. The proposed scheme will end the discharge of poorly treated sewage into Ballinas Bay, according to the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Seamus O'Donnell.
This is another step forward. Irish Water have, in the last number of weeks, had a public consultation evening in Falcarra. We have been, and I have particularly been, stressing upon them to get a move on, I suppose, to get the Falcarra sewage scheme up and running into construction stage. And now they have announced they have gone to compulsory purchase order, or CPO, whereby they will be purchasing the lands that are needed for the provision of the actual sewage scheme itself.
agus an ish an nocht a leith the column ferreter.
Seir mahasa column ferreter an shaolana prífskelti Highland Radio. Falchian udras ni geltete an fógra ta janta eg príf ira agus an ara stach tan gelige geltacht agus tan a Helen shan kain chacht a dala. Gwal ardu da lia milliún euro curta le vonlina budget capital na hagriachta go ni milliún euro. Comaile sin Carter Foilte raibh an Alantus Breise Capital do chuid seart 100 mil euro a bhí is curtha ar fáil don bhliain se thugaín a chiallaíonn go mbeidh soláthair capital do 9.6 milliún san amlan ar fáil don údaras an bhliain se thugaín le tuairt faoina chláir forbartha pantríochta agus fástaíochta. Tá Foilte curtha comaithe Conor na Gaeilge raibh fógra an ara stáit Sean Cain go bhfuil a 1.25 milliún euro breise Curtha le budget na Gaeilge, Gaeltacht Eileann agus an Fáras Teanga de 2019. Cillíonn sé seo gur ardú deich faoin gcéad a bheith sur an budget i gcodúirte ardú a bhuair an chóla ealaíne. Maidir le raiteas do chuid Conor na Gaeilge, fuaigann sé seo go bhfuil éag áthrumas fós an maidir leis na ranógaí eile sa rinn cultúr éireachta agus Gaeltachta. Ina n-eoin aineachtaí agus feachtas agóide Carter Curru. Jeru le servishi ag offig an fwishti mon na liaca inyu. Cain an corle chonde atuol John Hamish O'Farry go ledger an kinyu an offig a dridge. Comai le hoffigi tuiha ele a rago as Christianta ir an fobald gael tucht agus tuiha. Agus nach ro a curry gael sa froshes a bretnu a choliniu ir na malav major lish na hoffigi a ridge. Tan cholat randax choranta con a chudj doris a oskult stun fobald a rist. Er in Cathru Lias Vít an Vít seo, con jes a hort dífa siúd at hespeis achu san arnyol na holiachta, endil tarachta forbort bogari agus taragiachta, be taras karha ar fáil hartar asana ag lahars an wanarchan, agus jes play a yenu le hebrihe, randax choranta comai le yesana garama ar afril on. Osglahar na dorsig an iachlog, ar mhaidín agus tá tuilleadh faoin le oscailte ar thaobh an chóla chondé. Tá ceol chuirm do chuid Máire Brennan nula Gaeilge agus Scoil Phádraig in ionad níomh Phádraig Diadóní an tríú le agus fí ag a sé a chlog. Bhí sin mo chuid se...
Eile go léir, slán agus barracht.
Agus gairm agus colm. All post offices will be open all day tomorrow and until 1 p.m. on Christmas Eve for anyone leaving it to the last minute to post gifts. There'll be nationwide postal deliveries tomorrow and on Christmas Eve, with both services resuming again on the 28th of December. Taking a look now at the weather forecast before we have the headlines. Cool and mostly cloudy with patchy mist, rain and drizzle. At first tonight, the clear spells will develop with some showers as the night goes on. Lowest temperatures 3 to 6 degrees Celsius in moderate west to southwest winds, fresher on coasts. Some dry bright weather with short sunny spells and scattered showers tomorrow. Top temperatures on Saturday 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in moderate to west southwest breezes. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the main stories in brief, two men have been convicted in relation to the death of Paul McCauley in Derry. 28-year-old piper John McClements pleaded guilty to murder. 31-year-old Matthew Gillen, both from Derry, pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Minister Joe McHugh says €34 million euros to be spent on road projects in Donegal next year. The money was today confirmed by TII. It will include safety works at Tully Wrap, Corcombe Bends, Capri Junction and McGrory's Bray. It will also confirm further funding for the N14, N15 and A5 link, the 10T routes and also the four-lane carriageway in Letterkenny. A full list of those roads on our website, highlandradio.com. The government is cracking down on vehicle owners who allow learners or unlicensed drivers to drive their cars unaccompanied. And they're the main headlines. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 21st of December. The death has taken place of Eileen Coyle, Glen Carrigart. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Cathal MacTaggart, Balliar, Rimelton. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Family Flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to St Eunan's Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, Woodlands Letterkenny, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Mary McGlinchey, née Cohen, late of 13 Ashburn Park, Castledurg, formerly of 12 Drenan Road, Castledurg. Mary's remains are reposing at 13 Ashburn Park. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:15 for Mass at 10 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. House private pleas to family, close friends and neighbours. The death has occurred of Bridie Campbell, née Douglas, 4 Castlefin Road, Castledurg. Bridie's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:10 for Mass at 1:30 in St Patrick's Church, Castledurg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Heartbeat, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Michael Shovlin, Gortnacart, Ardra, formerly of Kilrain, Glenties. His remains will repose at his residence until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. And the death has taken place in Queensland, Australia, of Pat Callaghan, Hall, Queensland, and formerly of Dlack, Cardonna. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Cardonna, with burial of ashes afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.